This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
If you ask people, what is the largest living thing on Earth today? In most cases, the answer will be the adult blue whale. In fact, it's also claimed that the blue whale is the largest creature to have ever lived on our planet. But the big blue ain't the biggest living thing. That title is currently held by a fungus, which also happens to be thousands of years old. Now, this is very strange, as the fungus that most of us know and love, the edible mushroom, is both small and very temporary. Now, fungi are different from animals, because they cannot walk or run, and because they have a very different physiology. They're also different from plants, because they can't use carbon dioxide and light as sources of carbon and energy, and because they almost always carry a sugar, chitin, which is found in the skin of invertebrates such as insects and crabs. Surprisingly, from a genetic point of view, the fungus growing on your shoes in the back of the cupboard is closer to us humans than the proud trees of the forest. We know of about 100,000 different species of fungi, some of which are most useful to us. Penicillin and other antibiotics came to us from fungi. In the world of food, we eat mushrooms, a fungus, savour the taste of blue fungus in cheeses such as Stilton and Roquefort, use fungus to make soy sauce and tempeh, and rely on yeast, a fungus, to give us the staples of Western civilization, bread and beer. We even use fungal spores as biological insecticides. We depend upon fungi and bacteria to be nature's greatest recyclers because they break down dead animals, plants, and other organic matter into smaller chemicals for recycling back into the good earth. Most fungi grow as collections of many cells, which form themselves into fine and delicate threads called hyphae. These hyphae are amazing. When they invade and penetrate plant tissues, they can generate mechanical pressures as great as 800 tons per square meter. Fungi don't have a mouth or a stomach. Instead, the hyphae play a dual role. They first release enzymes to break down the potential meal, and then they absorb the nutrients directly through the same hyphae. So fungi actually live inside their food, which they consume by absorbing it. When you pick an above-ground mushroom, the vast majority of it is left behind underground as these invisible hyphae. And this brings us to the largest living thing currently known on our planet, a fungus called Amylaria. The first such fungus was reported in 1992, on April 2, on the front page of the New York Times. This interwoven mesh of above-ground mushrooms and underground hyphae covered 15 hectares and was a single entity, according to the various tests of the day. On May 18, in the same year, an even larger fungus of the same species was discovered, covering some 6 square kilometres. The current record holder was reported in August 2000, and again was Amylaria. Apart from the trees that it has killed, its only above-ground manifestations are small honey mushrooms, 50 to 100 grams. Everything else is underground. This single creature covers about 9 square kilometres in the Malheur National Forest in northeast Oregon in the USA, and is estimated to be at least 2,400 years old. So, what makes it a single organism instead of a bunch of mushrooms? Well, all parts of this organism are connected, and they all share the same DNA. Back in the early days, the procedures involved several tests of genetic evidence and mating rejection studies, seeing if fungus from one location rejected or accepted fungus from another location. But the later studies involved sophisticated DNA fingerprinting. Almost certainly, each of these three giant fungi began as a single spore blown in on the winds. This species of fungus, Amelaria, is found worldwide, mostly in dense, closed canopy forests, the type from which bushwalkers glimpse only small patches of the sky as they tramp along. And in each case, the then current largest creature on Earth was found accidentally. So, when you're next out bushwalking, keep your eyes peeled. Almost certainly, there is an even more humongous fungus out there.
What does it mean? Why is it so?